One was mafkid 200, one was mafkid 100. The Baal, the Shoimer, is not mechuyev to pay 200 to each because it was krach echad and it wasn't his fault. And we're not going to do yachloiku of 150 apiece, but rather, what do you do? Stay in the Mishnah on that Lamed Zayin, a machloikis tanoim. Tanakama says, Avad, each one gets his 100 back, why not? But the last, the Monashlishi, that Alzeh Nudonim, we don't do yachloiku. On the Monashlishi, we say Yehei Munach. Rabbi Yossi argues and Rabbi Yossi says, and came Mahifsid Aramai. What's going to be the point? You're going to do Yehei Munach only on the Shlishi. We need to do Yehei Munach on all 300. What's going to happen? I don't know. Could be the guy that's really is saying the truth is going to cave in and we don't gain. But maybe the Rami, who knows he's really the 100th, and he's now going to realize he's even losing his other money, maybe he'll admit. It's kedai to implement that. The lashon of the Gemara is that it's a knas. Now, even before we start lema masnisin deloy ke, for a minute, let's look at the Mishnah Lamed Zayin. Rabbi Yossi is a knas. Yesh lachkar, and it's a machlokes rishonim. What's pshat in the Rabbanon? Is the Rabbanon also a knas? No, they didn't overdo it, and they said, let's make a knas on the Monashlishi. Or, and this is a machlokes rishonim, maybe the pshat in the Rabbanon is that an ikur klole apsak yehi munach is the best option. How about that? Who would have thunk? It's the best option. What? The knas would be that really it's not the best option. Really the better option might have been yachloik or called olam gavur or something else. But then they said, we want to stop the Rami. Let's say, the Rami thinks if the psak would be yachloik or lemoshel, the Rami would be getting 50 at least. So knas means a preventative. He's not going to get his 50. It's going to just stay yehi munach. He won't gain. Only with Raya's? No, also with Koiches and other things.
Even if one of them, the Monashlishi, if one comes after, he brings a Raya.
If he brings a Raya, if it's Eidim Mamish, then for sure it's good. Raya, I don't know from what that means. Eidis would always help. After any Yehi Munach, Eidis Gomer Avad is always going to change the Psak. But again, I want to declare an Akuda. Is the Rabbanon Knas, or is the Rabbanon that Poshet Me'ikar Adin in Klole Psak, in your options of Yachloika, Widdishwa, Widdishwa, Kodol, and Gomer, Yehi Munach is the best Psak? I want to Clara Shiloh. Let's assume that the Rabbanon is Al Ikar Hadin, the best psak is Yehi Munach. Anyone has a clue? Does Rabbi Yossi agree to that? Maybe not. I don't know. Why make a new machlokes? Maybe Rabbi Yossi agrees. But Rabbi Yossi grada holds that there's something else, even a larger than life knas, that we even take away the extra money. Now, we're going to have to still come back and forth on this Rabbi Yossi Rabbanon, but quickly the Gemara says, Leima Masnis and the like Rabbi Yossi. Now you have to respect that. In a lema deloy, this is the third lema deloy we're doing already. We did lema deloy kebenanas, we did lema deloy kesumchis, and now we're doing lema deloy kerab yaisi, and this is going to be the elamai rabbanon. Respect in akuda. Delve into both mishnayis. Lema deloy means it's a machloikis tanoyim. It means that Rabbi Yossi of Lamed Zayin, don't be so mitzumtzum only to Lamed Zayin. Understand the lamedus and be a lamedin and apply it. Lamashal, if you really understand Rabbi Yossi Shita, what would Rabbi Yossi Paskin, Lagabi Neiris Chanuk, if he saw with 801, doubt that Rabbi Yossi would be advised on that? But what would Rabbi Yossi say about Talis, Lamoshel? You know what Rabbi Yossi would say about Talis? State in the Gemara, he would do Yehi Munach on the Talis. Interesting, we're going to soon see Svaras in the Gemara, maybe why not? But the Etzem, Rabbi Yossi would do Yehi Munach on the Talis. And if you start the Gemara's kashis first only on Rabbi Yossi. To which the Gemara asks, why are you only kvetching ois on Rabbi Yossi? Kvetcher is also on the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon on the Monash Shlishi that Yehi Munach would also be Yehi Munach on the Talis. And the other way around also. Lema Deloy, our Tana who says Yachloike by Talis, obviously would argue. What would he paskin by the Monash Shlishi? Yachloike 150, 150. With the Shvor, without? Interesting, I just thought about that. Probably with a Shvor. Actually, it's going to be a problem. Bananas wouldn't be able to do a Shvor. Because if each one's going to swear, Eli Bapachas mi Meachamishim, There's a Vadei Shavua Shav. Okay, that's a detail. But anyways, that's the Gemara's kasha. Fret the Gemara, why did you only sell on Rabbi Yossi? There's a mashmois that, and there's a shlav in the sugya. That like Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah's not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi would pass in Hemurach, but the Rabbanon would stem with it, with Talus. Fret the Gemara, why the Rabbanon also don't stem with Talus? Says the Gemara, no, careful, this is a crucial shlav in the sugya. Rabbanon, we can fix this up. The Rabbanon that put Yehemunach on the Shlishi could stem that by Talus will do Yachloiku, but only Rabbi Yossi doesn't stem. Why? Loshana Gemara? Because maybe it's Tarvayu. Ikalamema de Tarvayu. How is it Tarvayu? How is it Ikalamema de Tarvayu by Talus? Maybe they picked it up together. Maybe one of them was even mocking the half of the Talus afterwards to the other guy. Also an option. By Mona Shlishi, we don't assume that he transferred him the money from the bank in a wire afterwards. And from the Hafkot. That's Tosha's ads. Ain't Derek Lahatnis afterwards. By Talus, maybe they picked it up together. Maybe he was even mocking. And, careful. What was shot in the Rabbanon? Knas or Ikerdin? Machlaikis Rishayim. I'm offering the Oilam to explain that in both options it works. If it's Ikeradin, the Gemara is saying, avart in Ikeradin. You want to know what's Ikeradin in Psak? Let me tell you a rule. When it's Yechayl, Yisemes, Yidu Yechayl. When it's not, not. And if it's Knas, let me also tell you a rule. Rules about Knas. When did the Rabbanon implement the Knas? They implement the Knas, or prevented it at least. You don't like the word Knas, but the preventing it that the guy shouldn't get extra. When it's anyways not going to be Yechayl, Yisemes. But if it's Yechayl Yisemes, let it go through. Let it go through with Yechayl Yisemes.
What was Yishuv that second way? It sounds like it's not
Iker. It's Mefurish and Rishonim both ways. Rishonim Mefurish both ways. The Ritva actually learns that that's good for the Shaka Batari. We're switching from Knas to Iker. But the options are there in the Rishonim. Firtois the Gemara though, but that was all in the Rabbanon. But in Rabbi Yossi holds that you even Yehemunach freeze the all three. Certainly you should freeze the Talis. We added yesterday, is Mona Shlishi Shnai Moichim? Is Mona Shlishi Alumnus of Shnai Moichim? We spoke out twice on the base. That Mona Shlishi, he's holding it for both of them. Is the Rabbi Yossi part of the sugi? You don't even need that. Rabbi Yossi even freezes the extra hundreds that totally belongs, one of the hundreds to Reuven and one of the hundreds to Shimon. Certainly he shouldn't have qualms, the problem of freezing a talus that they're both holding. So frek the Gemara, so the Mishnah doesn't stem with Rabbi Yossi? Zok the Gemara, two, careful, two, to Rutzen that Rabbi Yossi stems with our Mishnah, respect this Knech also. Rabbi Yossi, by Mona Shlishi, is going to freeze all 300. And Afal Pikein. By Talus, he's going to say Yechloiku. Rabbi Yossi is so bent on preventing a Ramai that he explodes everything and says, take the 100 with the other 200s all in the Yehemunach box. So just put the Talus in the Yehemunach box. No, says the Gemara, Ersta Teretz. The way most Mishnah learn, because by Mona Shlishi, there's a Vadai Ramai. Which one? Halavai, I knew. One of them is a Vadai Ramai. We don't know which one. We're going to try to prevent it by putting Yehemunach on all three of them. By Talus, it's not a Vadai Ramai. Why not? Bid the dummy. Stop there. Zok Toisvis. What would be in a case of Talus when there's a Vadei Ramai? Help me out. What's the case of a Talus? Shnayim Oichas in the Talus. Zayim Ashali. But there is a Vadei Ramai. All right. Tia definitely is a Vadei Ramai because a person doesn't wake up in the morning and suddenly midamian that he wove half of a Talus. Or another case, Toisvis actually doesn't bring Arak Tia.
Today and yesterday.
Why today and yesterday there's no Bididami? Because Bididami is about rushing to the, you know, precision, who got there first, a split second later, 24 hours, I have a knech. There's also not a Vadei Rami because it's Moira Heter. But listen to a fascinating knech. You know the Kruma Moira Heter thing? I saw the guy luckily picked up a talus. Maybe I'll say it's mine. I'm middle of the stem 1 second. Maybe that's only true when it's very close. Would you go over to someone that found something 32 years ago and say, it's mine? Well, Moira Heter. Moira Heter also has to be only within, like, I saw the guy picked it up. Oh, come on, I picked it up. Today and yesterday also, what's the word?
Reisa.
Not a reisa, no. There's no, I mean, you have to put yourself into the Moira Heter Nick's mind, but even a Moira Heter Nick only thinks it when it's close by. So that would be also another case why it's not such a ramois. But anyway, so Kvama Papaskin for me. What would be, according to this Teretz of the Gemara, by Shnai Moish and Metalis but Araktia, or Shnai Moish and Metalis but one says I found it yesterday, one says I found it today. What would be the Psak like Rabbi Yossi?
Yehemunach.
Because Vadai Rama. Careful, Inami says the Gemara, no, a new knech. Rabbi Yossi's attitude is, yeah, he does crazy things. He even freezes the other 200. You know why? It's Kedah, he has a plan. We're going to even take away other money from them, and that's going to cause the Ramai, who was attempting to gain something he doesn't deserve, but he's now going to even lose things that already belong to him, Kaidem Lachem. That's going to convince him. The Gemara's lashon for that is Ika Peseda. Is there Ika Peseda by Talus? Is there Ika Peseda by Talus? And a few people fell into the trap. They said, yeah, you can take the whole Talus talus away. No. The whole talus away is garnished, because for the guy who wasn't his talus, it's just no gain, no pain. I maybe let each one of them bring an extra talus from the house, and we'll put three talis into the Yehemunach box. You don't do that, what?
That's only the question.
It's not part of the Din Torah. You don't do that. What's an example where you'll have Ikab Seda by talis? Excellent. Mechichomemkar. When they both gave money, because then you'll take the talis and the 200 that each one gave 100 and freeze it. Over there, there's no Vade Ramay, though. Over there, there's no Vade Ramay. Now, the Gemara goes now and wants to speak out, which is the Ikar Teretz for Rav Yossi? Is the Ikar Teretz for Rav Yossi Vade Ramay? Or is the Ikar Teretz Ikab Seda, right? Inami, Hasam Karnaslein, Rav Yossi, the Ramay, Kihegi, the Loidi, Hachamay, Seda, Isle. You're not making him lose another talis. So the Gemara, what about Tenech Metzia, Mekachomemka Meikol Meimar, Ela Machvarta Kedeshinini Meikoro? One second, maybe by Mekachomemka when this boat, one second, careful. Mekachomemka, the last guy in the store, both put down the money. What's Taket of Sak, what does our Mishnah say? Yachloiku. And what's the Gemara's Kasha? According to the idea that the reasoning behind Rabbi Yossi is that when there's a Pseida, it's Kedai to freeze the whole Geshichter, do it there. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, a Moiridik Kasha. Maybe in a Hanami. Maybe by Mekachomemka, when they both give money, you actually do Paskin Yehemunach. And yet, our Mishnah could stem with Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah has two cases. Careful. What was the first case? Ze'aymarani mitzasiya. Ze'aymarani mitzasiya. By mitzia, there's only one talis, there's no seder. What's the next case? Quote of the Mishnah. Words. Ze'aymar. Kulishli, ze'aymar kulishli. What did Chazal understand that the case is? Mekachomemka, when they both gave the money. Frek Rabbi Kiveger, maybe not. Challenges. You have to be Rabbi Kiveger to do that. Maybe not. Maybe the Mishnah means something else. Careful, careful, careful. What would be your option? Maybe loyal by Mekachomemka when they both gave money. Actually, the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. Lema came to Rabbi Yossi. And what would Rabbi Yossi pass in by a talis from Mekachomemka with both giving the money? Yehemunach with the talis, with both. The 200 and freeze it. I, the Mishnah. The Mishnah's not going by Mekachomemka when they both gave money. What could the Mishnah possibly mean? One option that Rabbi Kvegas is that it was Mekachomemka and only one gave money. And then, okay, why don't you put the talis and the one money in the box? Because you only put money in the box when you're equally, symmetrically freezing stuff on both of theirs ends of the equation. Oh, but the Gemara in the base already said that the Mishnah can't be talking about when only one gave money, because then you should ask them. Toisvis on the base, says Rabbi Kvegas says. The truth is, the Gemara could have just said that one gave the money, but the Meicher is not around, so you can't ask him. Lesa Kamand and Shaili. Who Adin could have said that? So, Frech Rabbi Kiveger, maybe that's the case. Let's stick up that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, and they make a Chomemka when they both gave the money. In fact, we will do the dramatic double, triple Yehemunach thing. Talis with 200 in the box, Yehemunach. And the Mishnah is going when only one gave the money. An alternative solution, Frech Rabbi Kiveger. Exactly, there's no Knast there. That's why, and it will be applicable. An alternative option, says Rabbi Kiveger, maybe the Mishnah means Araktia. Maybe the two cases of the Mishnah is one is Metzia, and one is Araktia. Bavarns, Rabbi Kiveger! But earlier the Gemara said that the Tzrichas of Metzia and Mekachomemker is about Moira Heter. Says Rabbi Kiveger, no, let the Mishnah be Araktia. Aye, what's the Chiddush? That itself is the Chiddush. Isn't there a tzad by Araktia that we should do Yehemunach? What would be the reason by Araktia to do Yehemunach?
Rashi
Paskin that way, and the first Lashon of the Gemara said that, and what is the Din? Because of Ramai. That would be the Chiddush of the Mishnah. No, they can do Yachloiku. So Frek Rabbi Kiveger trying to salvage the case. Maybe La'olam, it's Tali in Pseida. And whenever there's Pseida, we will do Yehemunach. The Mishnah is not going with Pseida. That's one step of Rabbi Kiveger. The next step, Frek Toysmas. At the end of the day, what's Taket Adin by Araktia? Let's open this as a question. Lefia Emes, Rabbi Say, it's decision time on this Nakuda. Shnayim oichas in betalis, zeimer ani araktia, zeimer ani araktia. What would Rabbi Yossi paskin? What would Rabbi Yossi paskin?
Depends on
the lashon. But let's spell it out. Excellent. Let's spell it out. If there's a factor that when there's a vaday ramai, we want to do yehemunach. Is there a vaday ramai here?
Yes.
But if the pshat in Rabbi Yossi is only because we're even freezing extra assets on both sides of them to convince both sides to really cave in. You don't have that by Araktia. So Taisus is Mesupik. When the Gemara says, Taisus says, Machvarta Kedishanini Meikara, it's not Taisus. Nucha Loimer de Hoderbe, Veloisati Betime de Mafsid Rami Levad. The Lykanis Rav Yosi Ella Hecha Dika Vaday Ramay V'Islep Seida. What's an example of Vaday Ramay and Islep Seida? The case of Manashlishi. That's the only case I have. Aval Hecha the Ika Ramay, but the Lekab Seida, there won't be a Knas. That's the Mashmois of the Gemara. And he brings a Raya also later from the Gemara of Chenveni. Will Bezer Hashem get to the Raya from Chenveni? The Gemara asks that by Chenveni Bechal, the din is not Yechleiko. Chenveni, the din is that the Poyolim painted your house and they deserve their money. The deal was that they were going to get reimbursed, paid by the Chenveni, who, according to their narrative, was not available. And then 2 days later, when the din Torah, the Poyolim say, we still haven't gotten paid and we deserve to get paid, we painted your house. The Chenveni is timing. I already reimbursed them and we have a deal going that for the service rendered that I reimbursed them, I'm supposed to get the money. What's the din, first of all, by Chenveni Ikar Adin? The Baal HaBayis has to pay both. And then there was a Machlokes, do they swear? Machlokes, Benana says, we don't want a Shavu Shav. Frek the Gemara, we're not up to that Gemara, I'm going to get to it in a few minutes, but Frek the Gemara, why do you do Yehemunach? Why do you do Yehemunach? First of all, what's the Gemara's kasha? Where are you going to do the Yehemunach? Okay, the paint job was $700. The Fiyah Emes, how much does the Baal HaBayis pay? Sach Hako, loss in his wallet? $1,400, $700 to the painter. $700 to the Chenveni. What really happened? I don't know. Either the painters were paid a double wage for their job, or a Chenveni got $700 clean dollars for not doing nothing. One of the two. Correct? No, correct. Frek the Gemara, instead of doing that, do Yehei Munach. Why Yehei Munach? First of all, where are you going to put the money?
Nowhere.
What?
That's the Yehei Munach.
Where are you going to put the money? Just keeps it in his pocket?
Here, there, and everywhere.
No. Most Rishonim say, you're going to take $700 from the Baal HaBayis and put it in the Bezdin in a special Yehei Munach box. Because if you're going to keep it by him, that's not Yehei Munach, that's letting him win. By Mona Shlishi, I ask you, where do you put the Mona Shlishi? Or like Rabbi Yaisi, all $300.
No,
in Bezdin's special Yehei Munach box?
No, because he's like the Bezdin.
Oh, well, actually, the Achronim make a whole trask about it. I'm parenthetically interrupting with a very interesting topic that I rather just saw this morning. Last night, whatever.
As long as it's not one of the
Let me spell it out. Mona Shlishi, he's a Shomer. He's not one of the Baalei Dvarim. So there, the Yehei Munach could conveniently be stay put by the Shomer. When the Gemara was suggesting that we should do Yehei Munach by the Chenveni case, about it, the point was the Baal HaBayis would take out $700, not $1,400, and say, I don't know if I should give this to the Poyolim or to the Chenveni. So we'll put it in the Yehei Munach box. Careful though. When the Gemara, I'm going to get to that kasha soon. But when the Gemara asked, should do Yehei Munach by Chenveni, was the Gemara asking like Rabbi Yossi or like the Rabbanon? Or both? But first, the Gemara says, Bein the Rabbanon, Bein the Rabbi Yossi, do Yehei Munach. 1 second, over there, when you're going to be doing Yehei Munach, who's lying, the Poyolim or the Chenveni? Trick question. Who's lying, the Poyolim or the Chenveni? We don't know. Yeah. But when you're going to be doing the Yehei Munach here, there, everywhere in the Bezdin's Yehei Munach box, is the one that's lying going to be getting a Pseida? Is the one that's lying going to have a pseida, or just failed attempt at getting his extra money? What?
The Gemara says the first.
I know. And Toisvis is wrong. No, one second. Zok Toisvis, we have arrived from the fact that the Gemara says Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbi Yossi. And a minute ago we just said that Rabbi Yossi might only apply when there's a pseida. We have arrived that it's not true Lamaskana. That's Toisvis right. 1 second. That's Toisvis right. If the Gemara says Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbi Yossi, must be that Rabbi Yossi doesn't need pseida, because over there, if you're going to be freezing it, you're not going to pseida to anyone. That's Toisvis. That's Toisvis right. Frek the Marsha, Madur Basel Marsha, what's the Raya? Maybe Rabbi Yossi holds a pseida, and he only does his humongous Yehei Munach even on extra money when there is a pseida. But maybe when the Gemara says, Bein the Rabbanan, Bein the Rabbi Yossi, it just means because Rabbi Yossi is not any worse than the Rabbanan. Isn't Rabbi Yossi the Rabbanan plus? That's Marsha's kasha. And the Achronim say, no. Rabbi Yossi is not the Rabbanan plus. The Rabbanan is one Yisoy. And you know what, it depends. If the Rabbanan, I called a shayla in the beginning of the shir, is the Rabbanan mi'ikar adin Yehei Munach or a knas? Listen to a knesh. People make the wrong turn over here in knesh. If the Rabbanan's Yehei Munach is ikar adin, then probably Rabbi Yossi also agrees to that. Why make a new machlekes Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan? Totally new machlekes and kloli psak? Not misaber. If the Rabbanan hold in kloli a psak, that the best psak is Yehei Munach, probably Rabbi Yossi agrees. But if the Rabbanan's Yehei Munach is a knas, Rabbi Yossi Kufa Agad said, nah, I don't hold up your measly knas. It's not enough putting pressure, and therefore chaval not to do it. Only when you can do the bigger, better one, and then you do it. Then we have a good deal. Bein the Rabbanan, bein the Rabbi Yossi. by Chenvini, you don't have that. It's not Kedai. It's not Kedai. Rabbi Yossi only does Bamba Yehei Munachs when you're really going to cause a thing to them.
What's
the Chavarta Mishnei Karo? No, Chavarta Mishnei Karo was just like Avi Mecha, that it can't be told you say when there's Lekka Rami. That's Tais, anyways, Tais Boni, only by saying the Lekka Rami.
Why don't we just say that the reason why we don't do Yehei Munach is because we never find the concept of you taking away money from somebody and then doing Yehei Munach.
If we're right, what we said 2 minutes ago, that by Mona Shlishi, it's Yehei Munach bribing by the Shomer, that's a good horror. How did the Gemara know to take the next jump? That's a good point. Yeah, I hear it. Interesting. Good horror on what we said. Yeah. I want to reanalyze, though, Araktia. Whoa. Rabbi said this is interesting, a new twist. But clear your minds, again, focus on the Etzel case. Be the Dayan. Shnayim, I've said Metalis, each one says, Zeh Yimarani Araktia. What would you pass him? Shnayim, I've said Metalis, by the Karkashta. And each one tainus, araktiyam. What would you pass? The option to pass in yachalaiku is there oichazin?
Yeah.
Is it chaluka kefil? Is it chaluka yachayil liyasemis? Yes, it actually is. Theoretically, I know that's not what they're saying, but theoretically, maybe they wove it together, or one of them was makna hat into the other one. So, wordings chaluka yachayil liyasemis yachalias. But is there a Vade Ramai?
Yes.
Is a Vade Ramai. Should we pass in Yehei Munach? So, that's a huge machlekes for sure. We have Rashi on Daf Beis. What does Rashi on Daf Beis say? Rashi on Daf Beis that says Yehei Munach is going like Rabbi Yossi or even the Rabbanon. Big machlekes achrayim. Rashi on Daf Beis that says Yehei Munach by Araktia is going in Rabbi Yossi or in the Rabbanon. Not so poshut. But even in Rabbi Yossi, maybe you won't do it by Araktia. There's more Ramois by Mona Shlishi than there is by Araktia. You know why? Because by Araktia there's a Vade Ramai, but it's Yochol Yesemes. By Mona Shlishi, not only is there a Vade Ramai, there's a Vadai Din Merumah. There's a Vadai, what ends up happening can't be true. By Araktia, it's wacko, but maybe they wove it together, and when you're going to do it in the Chalukah, there's a Vadai Ramai here who is lying, maybe both of them even, but it's possible it's true. That would be another reason why by maybe Araktia you wouldn't do the what's it called. Oh. And now I have an interesting Shaila. Rashi says that by Araktia we do Yehei Munach, correct? Like Rabbi Yossi, maybe even the Rabbanan. Shnayim Oichazin Bishtar. It's a shverus sugi later on in Daf Zayin. The Malva and the Loiva. The Malva says, I'm holding the star, and as such, the star that says you owe me $700, shtar chaviyadi my boy, the Loiva owes him the full 700. The Loiva says, Faker, I was holding the star, I already paid you back, I received the star, and I was supposed to rip it up, I didn't get a chance, and you grabbed it, and therefore, I don't want to pay you anything, I already paid you in full. What's the din? Shnayim oichazin b'shtar? First Shigemar Daf Zayin, comparing it to Talis? Yachloiku. Is there a Vade Ramai? Is there a Vade Ramai? You can't be with the dummy about whether you did or didn't get paid back the 700. Careful, is it Chalukah Yecholu Liyasemes?
Yes.
Maybe you paid him half. But is there a Vade Ramai? So Fregin, the Rishonim, the Rashba asks this actually on the base, and so does the Achroinim, the Peshua, the too many Achroinim. They were Mechavim to the Rashba. I don't know if they had a Rashba. My Shnolet Rashi, Araktiha, that it's Yehei Munach, and Shnayim Oichazin Bishtar, that it's Yachloik. Interesting question. Something new. Rashi says by Araktia, even though it's Oichazin, the Vade Ramai, where does it get you? To Yehei Munach. Why by Shtar? Don't you do Yehei Munach? Now, I'll give you a simple. If you say Rashi's only going in Rabbi Yossi, then you could say a Meirah the Kiddush that Shnayim Oichazin Bishtar is only the Rabbanan, and Taka that Rabbi Yossi there will be a Munach by Shnayim Oichazin Bishtar. Wow, it's a Kiddush. It's not Kiddushim. But you know what? I'll help you out with the thing. You know what? I'll not call the bluff. We'll call the shot. Okay, the Olam's ready. You remember the Munach? You talked about the Munach has details. Where do we do the Munach by the Mona Shlishi? Where's the Munach Max? By the Shomer himself, he keeps the 300 or the 100, the Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan. Where's the Yehei Munach box by the attempted Chenvini case? The Baal Bais actually pulls out 700 from his pocket. He certainly should. He owes somebody money. There's no denying to that. And he promptly puts it in the Yehemunach box. So no problem, Rabbi, say Adarav, just help me out. Let's do this quickly so we can go right there. Let's do Yehemunach by the Shnayim Berachos and the Shtar. What do you want to put into the Yehemunach box? The Shtar? What are you going to put into the Yehemunach box? What are you going to put in the Yehemunach box? The Shtar says he owes him 700 bells. Let me tell you the story. One second. I'm going to help you out. One second. The Shtar says that the Loiva owes the Malva 700. The Malva says I wasn't paid anything yet and I deserve 700. The Loiva said I already paid everything. What do we hakapaskin Yachloiku? What does Yachloiku mean? He pays him 350. Now, what's your suggestion instead? Do Yehemunach. Okay, I'm ready to hear suggestions. Huh? Do the Yehemunach. What are you going to put in the Yehemunach box? What are you going to put in the Yehemunach box? The Malva should put his own money. That's like taking a talis, a third talis, you know? That's new money. That's like bringing more talisim. What are you going to put in the Yehemunach box? I know, and I have a nice shara. He should put 350. So that's what you do. You're doing Yachloiku. You're born in Day Alma. So stop right there.
The Malva
can't pull that moment.
Quote, unquote, was...
No, that he was already paid? No, that's not... I hear that. No, that's another palace.
The din's on that. Nah. The din is about that money. The din Torah, we're talking about that money.
That the Torah is over.
Wait, Rebbe's suggesting that that's the psalm of the Mishnah, that when it says Yachloiku, it means he puts it in the Yehemunach box?
No! Chabal, why should he put it in the Yehemunach box? The Avadi, the Yachloiku, he pays it. There's no reason to put it in the Yehemunach box. You put the star in the Yehemunach box. Jackson, who wins? So then who's winning? No, but before Eliyahu, what's going to be if you just put the star in the Yehemunach box? No, the Loiva is going to totally win. No, but we don't want Yehemunach. No, then the Loiva is totally winning.
That's still Eliyahu.
No, I didn't get it.
That's really
Yehemunach,
though.
But you can't do Yehemunach there. You can't do Yehemunach there. Okay, I want to analyze. Rabbi, I have some interesting shilas technically. I don't have rayas to this, but I'm trying to understand a little bit. Shitas Rav Yossi, not by Shtar, back by Shtar. By Manashlishi. What did Rav Yossi say? There was a Havkada with 300, Krach Echad. Rav Yossi says, no, let's freeze Yehemunach, all 300. You notice it's interesting. The amount that they're fighting about is 100. We're not bringing extra talesim and money that he received already last week. We're taking the other 200 that was there. It's very nice and symmetrical. It's all the same money. 100, 100, 100. What would be if it's not symmetrical? Explanation. $50,000 of a Havkodah. B'krach Echad. One of them says, I gave $26,000. He only gave $24,000. And the other one says, no, I gave $26,000. He only gave $24,000. How much are they fighting about?
$2,000.
If you were passing Yachloika, what would you do? 25 each, it would be Yachloika. If you didn't pass, Rabbanon's Yehemunach would freeze how much in the Yehemunach box?
2,000.
And how much would Rabbi Yossi freeze in the Yehemunach box? All 50? I don't know, there's a limit over here. Rabbi Yossi's gonna Yehemunach a schum that's 25 times more than the thing they're fighting about? And what about Faker? There was 300. There was 300. One of them says, I gave 151 and he only gave 149. No, forget. No, one guy says, I gave 299, he only gave one.
Why would it change his din?
Because I'm clearing a technical balabat shashayla whether Rabbi Yossi's, Rabbi Yossi's practical initiative of this great idea of mahifsid to trigger things. Maybe it's when it's symmetrical. But let me explain again what's non-symmetrical. Watch this. One is, would you Yehemunach a schum that's much more? So I'd rather have it side. You know how much Rabbi Yossi would freeze in that 50,000 case?
6,000.
6,000. Where do you get 6,000?
Stop a chunk.
Stop a chunk. One second. Or but wait, let me get the next case. But the exact opposite. 300. Watch this. 300. One of them tiny is 299 was mine and only one was his. And the other one says, no, 299 was mine, only one was his. How much are they fighting about? 299. Now, remember, Rabbi Yossi says we're only going to do a Yehemunach if there's a Pseida. Yeah, that's a Pseida, yeah, because you're going to take away a half of this from him. That's good. Oh, nice. Maybe it has to be symmetrical, not less than. A third Shiloh.
Does the Seida or a symmetrical one holding a bigger chunk?
Gam the gam.
That would be a Shnayim Eichsen where one of them is holding a much bigger chunk.
Excellent, that's my next Shiloh. Shnayim Eichsen Metalis, but each one of them is Yodim Agas. Careful. Each one is Yodim Agas on exactly 10%. Would Rabbi Yossi Yehemunach even the Yodim Agas part? Probably. If he's if, no, each one was
a bigger part?
No, each one was Miyadi Magas on 10%. Symmetrical. I'm getting to your case. I'm prompting. I know what your case is. Each one was Miyadi Magas on 10%. Would Rabbi Yossi Yehemunach you even on the Miyadi Magas? Probably. He even Yehemunach the other hundreds. But what if it was a non-symmetrical Miyadi Magas? One of them was Miyadi Magas on 20%, and one of them was Miyadi Magas only on 10%. Me'ikara din, the din is he gets his 20, he gets his 10, and then we split the other 70 equally, not proportionally. Would Rabbi Yossi do Yehemunach there if the Yehemunachs are not symmetrical? Where you're putting more pressure on one of them, we don't know if he's the bad guy. Or you know what? I have it in a Mona Shlisha case. There was a Pekadon of 400. One of them says it was 200, 200. The other one says it's 300, 100. How much are they fighting about? No. Again, one of them says it was 200, 200. And one of them says it was 300, 100. So how much are they fighting about? 100. How much would the Rabbanon freeze? 100. And give from the other 300 to the left, how much would they give each?
1 and 2.
1 and 2. What would Rabbi Yossi do? Would he freeze a non-symmetrical amount on one end more than the other? I don't know. What would Rabbi Yossi do? You know what? Someone asked me this, Moshe David, yeah? Zaymer kulishli, zaymer chesishli. What is our Mishnah Paskin? 3/4 and a quarter. Why doesn't he have a migo? Why do you say it's something like Zadei Vadai? Okay, we have the Chazar. I wonder, what would Rabbi Yossi Paskin? Claire's the Maram Shif. Yeah, you heard the Shaila. You saw it in the Maram Shif. Thought of yourself. What would Rabbi Yossi Paskin? Zaymer kulishli, it's your case. Zaymer kulishli, zaymer chesishli. Assuming that you would implement Rabbi Yossi, what would Rabbi Yossi Paskin?
They're very clearly held that they're muxik in whatever they're yelling the gas on. And that's not indeed.
But Rabbi Yossi even freezes the other hundreds.
Oh, but there maybe you could say that they're not.
Oy Dilma, exactly. Oy Dilma, that's what I want to know. Does Rabbi Yossi implement his Yehemunach even on Vadoyis money? Only when it's symmetrical on the two of them, and only when it's symmetrical to the thing they're arguing about. Yeah, what?
Yossi's coming to prevent future Amos.
No, in this case, Kufa, no.
Of course he is. That's the whole
future Amos, and then I could have a whole different thing. Then even if it's only 200, but Yavis to a $50,000 thing, it's Kedai. For the next case, I don't know, I thought Rabbi Yossi's in the Sugi Alein. In this case, he wants them to cave in.
Because
he wants them to finally cave in. One of them is going to say, I admit. Not for next week.
No.
Right now.
Oh,
because the guy learned the Sugya.
Yeah, what's
it? He means not holding a banana. He already learned the Sugya.
No.
Not for the next case. We're learning the Sugya for that case. I got it.
He knows
that's what's going to be the stop.
It's not going to be worth it because all the money's going to be locked up anyways.
In the larger
and if that's true, then even if it's not symmetrical.
You have to go up to the full sum because that's what he's trying to prevent.
But in that case, even the guy that...
I have to think about that. I did not... It sounds right. What?
In a case with a large amount of money,
yeah.
and they're only fighting about...
The small amount, okay, fine, yeah. Yeah.
So, even the guy that's Taka right is going to end up... Meaning, it's never going
to
be...
Well, we always ask that always the guy that's right is always going to lose. The question is, do we want him to lose more?
When the numbers are like that, someone's just going to say, even if he's Taka right, he's going to say, oh, I Taka lied.
You know, but I don't know where to cut the line. Someone last night suggested by Night Seder, by the case of 50,000, when the exact machlokes is 2, and we're not going to freeze another 48,000... But who says it should free 6,000? Maybe like double or nothing. I don't know.
Are you allowed to have
the Darmi Ezra? I don't know.
Are you allowed to lie in Bezdin?
What?
Are you allowed to lie in Bezdin?
That's similar to what we asked. We asked, are you allowed to say Kula Shali in order to get your Chetzi? That goes back to that stuff. Rabbi, we have to move on. We have to move on.
100,000 is Takamai. He's arguing and saying 1,000 is. I just want to get out of Bezdin. I would rather run off with $99,000 that are truly mine. I'll lose 1% and I'm ready to go. So can I say I pack a lied?
I don't know. Ask him. I don't know. I don't know. It's a good child. But again, those are technical shilas in Rabbi Yossi, but I want Arlen to appreciate that Rabbi Yossi's shita of Yehemunach, again, we discussed details, if it's symmetrical or not, but it's to initiate, for this case, for the next time, that he's gonna say Yehemunach, even on extra money, involved in that entire Rabbanon only Yehemunach, the Mona Shlishi. Now, to get to Chenveni, Frekta Gemara. Chenveni, totally different case. The Poyalim definitely painted your house. They deserve $700. They were supposed to receive it from the Chenveni. They knocked and WhatsApped and everything. Nobody home. They didn't get the money. That's their narrative. The Chenveni says, I did pay them and fakir, I'm ready to get my reimbursement thingy. The psak is that the Balabais pays both with a machloikis tanoyim, Tanakama says shvuas hanoidlin, Benana says no, chaval, that there should be a shvuas shav. Our Gemara is asking, bein l'rabbanon, bein l'rabbiyosi, new plan. Yachloiku? No. Why not? Why didn't anyone ask Yachloiku? Let him pay $350 each. Let him pay $350 to the poilim and $350 to the chenvi. Why didn't anyone ask that? It's not Yochel Yisemis. Why can't be that the chenvi paid him half? Shvach. Okay, and that's the only problem? It's not Oyfson either. What? It's not Pita Dami. It's Vade Ramai. Okay. And there's no more heter. So what does, all good. What does the Gemara ask? Why don't you put 700? Not in the Yehemunach box. I have a different box. Why don't you put 700 into the Kol Olam Gavra box? Why didn't the Gemara ask that?
The Kol Olam Gavra.
I don't know who's going to be the Kol Olam Gavra.
You might see Maman for a Kol Olam Gavra.
Oh, you never, Alondis. You're not might see Maman for a Kol Olam Gavra. Okay, Kenzai. Who's the Kasha? But what does the Gemara ask? What does the Gemara ask? What should you do? Yehemunach. And for the Gemara, hold on, Riches, but I want to get to the punchline of it, and there's a lot to do, still I want to have a rhyme. The Gemara says, the reason you don't do Yehemunach is because Yehemunach is only when there's one din Torah. You have to understand that's not what's going on over here. There's a separate din Torah going on between the Balabais and the Poyalim. And the Poyalim are saying, and not looking at the Chenveni, they don't want to hear about the Chenveni, and the Chenveni can make four Shavuos. They're not interested. They never had dealings with him, and they never accepted upon themselves that they have to listen to the Shavuos. That's what it says in Rashi. He's not interested in his Shavuos. So the Poyalim look at the Balabais and are saying, hey, we painted, we weren't paid yet. And the Chenveni says, I reimbursed, I did my service of monetary transfers, and I wasn't reimbursed yet. And that's why it's two separate entires, and Yehemunach is not an option. And now we're starting the Sugar Rabbis, and there's a bomb kasha. Why doesn't the Balabais not pay anybody nothing? Because he could say, Hamoitzi Mechaver Elav Araya. Why is the opening sentence of the Sugya of Chenveni?
We know for a fact that
so let me explain. No, but why doesn't he say, Hamoitzi Mechaver Elav Araya?
He's admitting that there was a chayt. So that part he's might.
But he doesn't know who to pay to.
Bari Bashema.
Who's Bari Hushema?
Who's Shema here?
The Balabais.
Doesn't Gemara actually answer the question by the many Ganavim case?
Yes, and there's a reason why that case is different. Yeah, that's the sugya. Yeah, 1 second. On one hand, it's Bari Bashema, but I would add, it's a Bari Garua and a Shema Toiv. I don't want to get involved in all the nuances of Bari Garu and Shema Toiv, but this is a Bari Garu and a Shema Toiv. The Bari knows he can take advantage because he assumes the Shema is not going to know, and the Shema is Toiv because he legitimately Taka shouldn't know. Not always is that the case. Sometimes the Shema looks so lousy because he really should have known. The fact that he doesn't know is like a far gereisa. And also the Bari, assuming that Yena would have known, really is taking guts to do it. But that's not the case here. It's a Bari Garu and a Shema Toiv. But even if it wouldn't be, is Bari B'Shema Bari Adif? Machloikas. Zog the Rishonim in Shavuos. Get ready. The Poyalim. This is not your classic local Bari Hashemah. It's Eini Yodeya Imperaticha. I'll explain. A guy goes to him and says, you owe me money. He says, I don't even know if I ever borrowed from you. I don't know. Means, I don't know if I ever was Mechuyev. Here, Bevadi, he was Mechuyev. He doesn't know if he paid back. And Eini Yodeya Imperaticha. So the Shul is a Cheskes Chiyev, and it's Bari Hashemah. Me'ikar Hadin, he wins. Without a Shvuah. What is the Shvuah Hanoitlin coming in here for? Extra credit. Let's try to at least implement the Shvuah. Ad kan hapoyim. Now, what's with the chenveni? The chenveni is saying he rendered you a service. Efshanat. That's not any day in praticha. That's any day in mischayaf. The balabai is saying, chenveni, are you sure you did my service that you were supposed to? Maybe you didn't. I don't know, but maybe you didn't. And it's a pella all the rishonim ask. So why by the chenveni is the starting point that he's chayif? So there's a huge machlokes balamor and ramban in shvuas. The balamor says. The chenveni also, mi ikra din, you are mechuyev you have to pay. And the shvuah is just extra. Why? Very unclear. Some say, because chazok ha-shliach ha-yis ha-shlichusay. Don't overdo that part, because if it's such an intensive chazok ha-shliach ha-yis ha-shlichusay, that should win against the poyalim also. So we're not... No, not being mighty with the chazaka.
If you're going to make him pay, because you have
the chazaka of the umdana. Bitsirav, excellent point. Bitsirav bari v'shema. Bitsirav bari v'shema. Bari geruah, shema tai. Chazaka, not against the pile. So let me tell you how this machlokes Ramban and Balamor works. The Olam is familiar that there's something called Shavuos Hanoidlin. There are many cases of Shavuos Hanoidlin. Some cases of Shavuos Hanoidlin are that really you should win. Nor Chazal said, you'll only win if you swear. some cases of Shavuos HaMaitlin is that Mi'ikra thing you shouldn't have won. And then Chazal said, listen, really you're a loser in this, but if you'll swear, we'll give it to you. Which kind is going on over here? Payalim Avada is which kind? Mi'ikra then they do win. Now the Shavuos HaMaitlin limited them. By the Chenveni, it's a machlekes Balamar and Ramban. Which kind of Shavuah is it? What would be the nafkamina? Mi'ikra
didn't defend it against Peter, that was Shavuah.
Because Chazaka, I said, Chusay, Mitzira, Bari
B'Shema. Isn't Bari B'Shema also just a Chazaka?
No, it's a whole sugya called Bari B'Shema. The Nafkamina would be, there's a whole Nidin in the Rishonim. What would be if the Payalim and the Chenveni are not both hounding you? Why? First, Allah and Shulchan Aruch, I brought it in the Siman Tzadi Aleph. Let's say the Payalim died. So now only the Chenveni is mounting you. Now the Balabais, Bacholefin, is looking and saying, hey, maybe who said you rendered me the service? I don't know. So do you say, since one is not, then the Shavua falls off? So it's a machlekes mechaber amah, maybe to be mechalik between the Chenveni and the Poyel, and I'll tell you why. If you learn that Sai the Chenveni and Sai the Poyel is mi'ikar hadin, so then, at kama that it's mi'ikar hadin, even if one of them is not money, you still come up from the other one. But if you learn that Chenveni, fakert, be'emes, the Chenveni doesn't have a right to money. The takon of Shavua Sanoitlin was, Chenveni, even though you really don't deserve to win, you don't deserve to win. But we're analyzing the case. If you'll swear, we'll let you win.
Every page left.
When's my time? When's time? I don't want to do this to the island, but I will. Let's say the Chenveni or the Poyel, they both have to swear. Let's say one of them brings an Eid Echad. Anyone knows that about a topic that we haven't done yet? Whether Eid Echad is able to be the sugya we're not doing. Eid Echad Meseyeya can pater a Shavua. There's a big shaila. Does Eid Echad Meseyeya pater even a Shavuos HaMaitlin? And there are those that say, it depends. If really you were supposed to win, Nor Chazal went and said, I'll swear first. It's a lot easier to say, okay, but I have an Eid Echad, let him smear things over. But if really you weren't supposed to win, and then Chazal said, listen, you really shouldn't win, but if you'll swear, then maybe Eid Echad can't deliver on. And that again might be a chilik between Chenveni and Poyel. I want to again just establish it one last time. The Poyel wins the Ikaradin because of a Bari Vashem of Tzirov. Cheskas Chiyav, because he's sure he painted. The question is, did he get paid? The Chenveni is an issue of Chazok Shmi Chazok Shmi Chusei. They might not be on the same level. But what is the Psak? Don't forget that. Ladina in the Mishnah, you pay both. Maybe with a Shvua. What was our Gemara's Kasha? That we should implement Yehei Munach. What of Rabbi Yossi or the Rabbanon? Why don't we? Because it's two separate Dinei Torah. Now, Be'ezer Hashem, we sort of are by the two dots, and we're going to have Shir starting the Sugya of Rabbi Chiya, which is a totally new Sugya of Ma'idim and Miksas, but we still have a lot of work to do from today's Marmakaimis. There will be new Marmakaimis on Sunday for the new Sugya, but we are, first, as a big chunk, we have to do all of them from as a Sikkum, for Talis, Manashlishi, called Olam Gavar, Yachloiku, Yemunach, and all that, bigger the Rambam Shita, but not only the Rambam Shita, in general, to be Masak in the Sugya, and also to prepare ahead. How are we going to do all of that on Sunday? Because we're starting already now, this afternoon and tonight, holding our passports in the pocket, and on Friday and on Shabbos, chazering the first plot and a half of Bakhmet Ziyah with a Geshmak, and preparing ahead. Uvazeh will be Matzliach and go Michael Choyel. This Chumash here, regular time. That was a good cash.
Why would he ever keep
it? In the first case, when he went.